My side lessons from the lathe. Shavuos Abaleinu Latova. I'm sorry, we'll not get to Nusso this week. We have so much to discuss on the topic of Shavuos and how do I make Torah a part of my life, my daily life specifically, as we, unfortunately, Shavuos coincides, which is the end of the Zman here in Yeshiva Leva Torah and many of the yeshivas of its type. I want to be able to discuss with you this evening making Torah part of your life after yeshiva, and if you're after yeshiva anyway, making it a part of your life now. And obviously, as we come to celebrate the amazing Yontif, which all the people in this room have probably never celebrated on this level, I highly encourage you to keep with the minhag of the Zohar and stay up all night, see the feeling of the geshmak, the feeling of a full base medrash of what it is to learn Torah in an entire night. I challenge you to do that. It's quite easy. There's only a few hours of learning anyway. Wonderful snacks. But besides for that, in some faraway places, it's become less learning and more about what every hour the next course is. They start off with barbecues, and then there's the popper hour, and then there is the slider hour, then they move to milk. I don't know. Then they move to God knows what. But Sundays, whatever it might be. The Iker, of course, is Torah. And how to make Torah a key part of my life. That's what I want to discuss this wonderful evening. So I'll start off with a story that I was going to end with, but it came to my mind before. I don't want to forget it, so I'll start with it. There's a famous story that's told, and I think this will hopefully whet your appetite with this subject. The story is told about Rav Itzlo Harif. Besides being Harif, I guess, he was well known to be quite the erudite Rav, and he came around to different towns. The way that things used to work is they brought a big rabbanim, they would give these huge shurim, and they would be just wonderful and amazing, and for the rest of your life, we remember these speakers that came in. This time, it was a little bit different. He was going from town to town with a novel idea, chiddush, that he needed an answer for. He had a problem in a chiddush that he developed. Somebody had to find the answer to his kasha. It was also well known that Rav Itzla had a daughter of marriageable age. And the raid is that if you answered the question, you not only got a yishkoyach from Rav Harif, you got a daughter from Rav Harif. So everybody was really excited. And he went from town to town. And if he goes to the first town and he asks Kasha, and this one answers, and that one answers, and no, what do you think? I didn't think of that. No, that's not the end. That's not the end. Nobody's chopping. Nobody can get it. Ah, wonderful, a wonderful Kasha. Go, he moves on from yeshiva to yeshiva. Finally, he's at a certain yeshiva, and he asks the question the same thing. People are trying all night, people trying to figure out the answer. Nothing's working. So, as was the custom, he didn't get his answer. He's off. Gets on the horse and buggy. And on his way out, there's one Talmud. Rebbe, wait. Says, here we go. We got the guy who's got the answer. He thinks he has the answer. Of course, he doesn't have the answer. And he says, Rebbe, I don't care about you. No offense, but I don't care about your daughter. I don't care about, I don't have a test. What's the answer? I want the answer. He says, oh, come in my wagon. You're the one for my daughter. It wasn't about who had the right answer, who's the smartest guy in the world, but the cheshek, the desire to know the answer to the question. That's what he was looking for. That is something that hopefully you've started to develop, and certainly if you haven't, you should want to develop. I want to know Torah. I want to have a cheshek. I want to have a love for it. I want to have a connection to it. Please, I'm begging you. That is a very important part of the life. And we see this many times in many areas of Torah. This evening I will quote, not my usual self, a Yerushalmi. In fact, the last daf of Yerushalmi, I think there's only two Yerushalmis, I think, because this is what Rav Asher Weiss told me. There are two Yerushalmis that are longer in pages in their Yerushalmi edition than the Bavli edition. One of them is Brachos. On the last daf of Brachos here, I'm not sure, Rav Asher Weiss quoted on another daf, but here at Tzadik Beis, Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, the last piece, it talks about the beauty of Gemara, the importance of Torah and what it does. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Omer, who else but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Im Raisi Es Abrios Shedid Ashu Yedehem Min HaTorah. If you see that people's hands have despaired from the clinging of the Torah. So he said, stand and strengthen them exceedingly. Ma'od! Omer v'hechzaki b'hem. V'ata mekabel schar kulam. Help in them, supporting the Torah. Hifru Torah es lasul shel Hashem. Elazakim b'shach neshem b'dar. He as well, he said, distributed risen b'shach mishim kadosh. Explain the importance, the beauty, the dearness of Torah. Im ra'isi es ha-Torah shehi chaviv al Yisrael. V'hakol smeichim ba. That's what this holiday is all about of Shavuos. That we're smeichim ba, that we have the Torah. We have to know. And if not, this is, what is the Torah worth? If we don't have a simcha, a beauty of the Torah for what it is. Torah is our day. It's not good enough, the Gemara tells us, is you have to be hafuch bavonach, as we said in Pirkei Avos. Yes, technically the Gemara says you could just be yoytze shachas v'arav is kriyashma. Yeah, yishkoyach. But I'm not a checklist Jew. Tzorech Amar Rabbi Elazar, and this is the key point I wanted to say, because I think this hopefully will explain it to you. Amar Rabbi Elazar, ma hatino kazeh, just as a baby tzorech liyanek b'chol shashem ayom, when a baby's, right, he's so, doesn't care about anybody else, right? Why, what do I mean? He cries at all hours. What is he crying for? I'm hungry. Give me something to eat. But the mommy wakes up and she says, my dear son, I know that you're 2 months old, but don't you know that it's 3 o'clock in the morning? What does the kid answer? He says, sorry, this isn't, you know, some cartoon show where babies talk. I don't talk. I ask for whatever I want. That's the way it works. Tzorech liyanek b'chol shabbos yom, kach kol adam shev Yisrael. Tzorech sheyagia b'torah b'chol shabbos yom. You have to have a desire to want the milk, which is the Torah. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we drink milk on Shavuos. Those that have the custom, as Baruch Hashem, we have a wonderful custom here in the yeshiva, the Kiddush. So Mamash, I saw what went into this Kiddush, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not saying I taste it, chas v'shalom, I'm ham to be the mashkiach, but cheesecake, wah, you never, mein olam haba. Cheese berekas and yogurts in it, right? To be yoytzeh. Why? Because chalav, besides dvash v'chalav tachas, I was giving a shiur, I found 20-something reasons in this. But also, it's the same idea. Chalav is to remind us, oh, it's the only food we have, or drink, whatever it is, that you can, without milk, with milk, you could live. Right? A baby can live with milk. If a person has just drank water, they'll be too hungry, they'll die. A person just had to eat, they need water. The chalav is what we need. Tzorech sheyagia b'torah. That is the idea. We have to treat it as, I can't live without it. I'm sorry, I need it. Rav Salvechik has a beautiful idea. Rav Salvechik's beautiful idea about Birchas HaTorah. He asks a great question. We make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, then the man goes off to work. Right? Finally, work is over, and he gets on the train, and he listens to a shir. Why does he have to make Birchas HaTorah again? He hasn't learned for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. Why not? Says Rav Salvechik, the similar idea. This idea, this baby idea. Right? A wife leaves her maternity leave and now she goes to work. The first few days, she's technically working. All she's thinking about is her child. All she's thinking about is, I can't believe I left the child. I hope the nanny's good. I hope that... That's Torah. I'm always thinking about it. Right? It has to be treated, Rabbi Elazar, like a... I need more. I have to rejoice in it. Sifsei Chaim says that every single Shavuos, Hashem ki'ilu asks us, Sanu, do you want the Torah? Again. Mamon Har Sinai, every single Shavuos. Do you want it or not? You decide. It's your gift. The Shlach HaKadosh says something beautiful. The Shlach HaKadosh says, Chayav Adam L'smoch Bazeh. A person is chayav to be happy on Shavuos. Hachag biyoter ki hu yom she zachinu bo keser Torah. Ki ayom HaKadosh hu yom adedina. It's a yom din. What does that mean, yom din? Kamo shekasa b'sefer to Lez Yaakov, is Lez Sefer says to Lez Yaakov, the sod, the secret of Chag HaShavuos, is that Rosh Hashanah Hashem gave us Lidonis Adam. We know Rosh Hashanah. We all know Rosh Hashanah. Shekhoz Yichlal Drosh Maisa B'nei Adam. But that's what Shavuos is. Matzah biyom matan taraso hu moira chidish olam. Why is Rosh Hashanah the day that God judges us? Because that's when he created the man. Hayom haras olam. Hayom, Shavuos, haras hasinai. And he says, okay, do you want the Torah again? The same idea that the Sefer Chaim Mishlah says. Right? Ki pei Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh is a yom adin of Torah. You decide. Do you want Torah or not? Do you want it to be part of your life or no? That's the challenge over here. So now, when you were sitting in your high schools and your grade schools, so what did you know any better? But now you know better. What do you do? I had this chus this Thursday night. One of my favorite apps and one of the few apps that Rosh Shalom clearly created, even with the NetSpark approval, was besides Wayu Torah, which is a wonderful app, of course, because this is going to go on Wayu Torah, so that's why it's a wonderful thing. But there's Torah Anytime, it's also great. Kol HaLashon. So the one thing I like about Kol HaLashon, it's a very primitive app. Those who look at it will see what I mean. But it has a cool part of it that has the live shiurim. So if you were to go, we can go right after this, you'll see. Go onto the live app, you'll see right now the 6-7 shiurim. I don't know why, I just like it's live, like I feel like I'm part of it. I'm in the shiur, I'm part of the shiur. So one of the shiurim that I always love to go to, only a few times in my life, the schus is Rav Osher Weiss's shiur. Oh, Rav Osher Weiss, what a wonderful thing. I had the schus a few times to go, because Baruch Hashem, shiurim in different places. And boom, I turn it on Thursday night, starting a shiur. I don't know if I don't remember ever being, I think this year in Ramot, I'm like, I got to watch the whole show, it was great, wonderful, amazing. Sometimes I just like, it's fun, I was watching this about an hour ago, and I went on, it was a shiur in Yiddish, so I don't understand Yiddish, but the guy was going, it was just fun to watch, some people have the masika, the sweetness of Torah, he was just saying, no, this, he goes, hey, the Zayich is like the Torah, I was just watching this, see, different personalities. So Rav Asher Weiss loves to say this, and he said this again, the same Gemara. I've heard it from him so many times, but if you haven't heard it yet, listen to this, and really will be the doim of what's going on over here. Listen to this. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, I don't know if you guys did this or not, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, tells the story, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Emnemer B'chol Nafshecha. What does that mean? B'chol Modecha. So we knew that Rabbi Akiva was the one, unfortunately, who had to give B'chol Nafshecha. Rabbi Akiva Omer B'chol Nafshecha, Afilo Noitels Nafshecha, Tanya Rabbanon, Pamachad Gezeru Malchus HaRasha, Shelo Yalsek B'Torah. You're not allowed to learn Torah, B'Rabim. You're not allowed to learn Torah. Rabbi Akiva didn't listen. Ba Papas Ben Yehuda. Are you crazy? You're going to get killed, he tells him. Amar le, Akiva, I'ata, Monsieur, aren't you scared? Mivnei Malchus, Amar lo, Emshalacha. Let me give you a mashal. Listen to this mashal. Lamaha dover doma. Lishoel. Shuel. A shuel. It's a shuel. Fox. A fox. And what is the shuel doing? Hayam halech al gabe hanar. He's walking around in a river. The raw dug him. Shayu mitkapsim mimakum lamakum. They're like scurrying around. So what's going on over here? The fox doesn't understand. What are they going crazy for? Omer lahem mibnei ma atem borchurim. Why are you running away? Omer lo. The fish told him mibnei rishus shemavi rishatot. Because of the nets that are all around, guess what happens when the nets go out? We get stuck there, and then we made into gefilte fish. Shemivian aleinu b'nei adam amar lahem ritzonchem. I feel bad, so bad for you. What are you scurrying around? I don't want you to get killed. What does he say? Ritzonchem shetaluli abasha. Why don't you come with me on the ground? V'noida ani etem kishem shenodru avosem. Just like your forefathers did the same thing, you'll come on top of my back, and I'll protect you. Like they used to live together. You're the one. It says that the fox is the one that is the pikeach, that is the smart animal. Shebachayos of all the animals. Lo pikeach atas as the fish. Atatipesh. You're an idiot. Why? Atu umah. He goes, don't you realize that if we come out of the water, we'll die in a second? Yeah, we'll be safe now, but we'll be dead. Alachas kama v'kama. So it says, Rabbi Akiva, Achshav sha'anu yoshin v'oiskin b'torah.
Ki hu chayecha v'yorech yamecha.
I'm not going to, it's my lifeblood. That was, now if you look now back when you leave, go out and see the fish jumping into the other water, right? You can't live without water. The water is the Torah. The mayim chayim. Shlosha yomim b'li mayim. Mayim is the Torah. You can't live without it. Just by the way, I heard this so many times from Rav Asher. I never heard him say, I have a strange piece of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what does the shul say? Come join me like your parents used to join. That's the way it used to be. To confuse him. He says, yeah, that's what the Yetzer Hara does. It says to you, what are you doing learning Torah? Nobody learned. It's not in anymore. Your whatever, who it is, probably not true. The great-grandparents probably were firmer than we were. But whatever. He learned so much Torah. This one, that one. Oh, come on. You come from a family that wasn't religious. So you're going to, what? They confuse us and say, oh, you're going to learn Torah. It's not the end thing to do. It's up to Gemara. What, are you going to make Torah a part of your life or not? No. So I thought that was a good, the picture over there has a bowl of fish and there's a fish jumping into the other one. Because that's what you're doing now. You were in this bowl. Now you're getting into this huge bowl called college, called America, called Canada, called England, whatever. And now you're going to jump into a new bowl. And the question is, how are you going to live if you don't live with the Mayim Chayim of the Torah? How are you going to live if you don't treat it like the milk? I can't live without milk. So how do you do that? Now you understand the idea. I know I want to make it important to me. I want to accept like the Shlach HaKadosh. So how do I do that? And that's the remaining time that we have. A few tips. You might have heard these tips before. This is my tips for you. Just one guy to some other guys. Number one. On the lowest level. Make your life bookends. Listen to this, please, carefully. Every morning, no matter what you do, Shabbi Zoicha, you're going to Minyan, Yishkoyach, you have a sefer that you learn in the morning. I don't care if you got the 8 o'clock class. I don't care if you're late for a date. I don't care if the train's late. You got to learn something. You want to learn Kitzur finish Shukot HaShanach. You want to finish Asa Mishnayos. You want to learn I don't care. Learn the sefer. It's your sefer. Take with you a little pencil with an eraser and underline it so that you're following along. You're not just half asleep. Maybe if you want to be really stark, put some notes on the side, everything that you learn. You learn a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so in English you write to remind yourself what you learn. Every morning, no matter what, you have to do that. And Rachman al-Islan, you obviously would only because you're sick, but you're sick and you have to daven in your college dorm room. You still have to learn Torah. The same sefer has to come out and you have to learn it. And then when you go to sleep, the book ends. It's the same exact thing. I don't care what time it is. I don't care how late, how early it is. I don't care. You pick another sefer. And that's your night sefer that you learn. Number one, it will help you with whatever's going on in your mind. It doesn't race and think of things that happen during the day. Number two, I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you just had a Fabregan at Brandeis. Right? It's your bookend. You're saying to God, I need water. I need milk. I can't live without it. I am a fish. I need it. The meshach of the day, I need it too. But that's no question about it. There's nothing to discuss. That's the simplest level. That's like, there's nothing to discuss. You got to do that. Okay. And I think the continuation is, I got to find what I love. Liba chafetzba. What does my heart, what is it? I don't care if you spend all of Shavuos in the back of the Beis Medrash, looking at every form, genre of sefer, saying, what am I taking with me? What is it? What do I love? It doesn't have to be Gemara, it doesn't have to be Yerushalmi or Baal, it doesn't have to be that. Maybe it's Mishnayos, maybe it's Mishnah Berurah, maybe it's Halacha, I don't care, it could be Musar, but this is my thing, I want to acquire it. And that's my thing that I learn all the time. The higher level is, you'll never be caught without a sefer. You're going to the doctor's office. What do you need your phone for? Forget about it. take a sefer with you. You're going to a wedding. Oy vey, Rabbanu Shalom. You know how much hours you have to spend at the wedding? They're doing nothing at the wedding. A nachamol, another grandchild, another one. Another person has to go down the aisle. Another bridesmaid. Nebuch, already enough with the bridesmaids. But you don't care because you're sitting and learning in your seat. You don't care. You'll look at her another time. It's not important for now. Right? You're learning. There's dafiyomi going on at weddings now because it takes so long. And now the chasan akal is so frum. They can't take pictures before because they don't believe in sar balei chayim. It's a joke. You'll laugh later. Right? Tircha de tzibur, fine, whatever. They're frum amakers. Yishkoyach. So what are you doing that time? An hour sometimes it takes. You have your sefer. Or you, what do you mean, Rebbe? You have to check my Facebook. It's very important. What's going on? Maybe somebody took a picture of the same wedding that I'm at. I want to see what the chuppah looked like. I didn't get to see the flower. Rebbe, I didn't see the bridesmaids. You told me not to look. Okay, fine. But that's the idea. Why not have your sefer with you? You want to have a small pocket? I don't care. Okay, you want to tie it to me? You know, I don't want to go, you know. I know there are plenty of svarim you can get online now. Okay, good, fine, maybe. I don't like it so much because it leads you to something pops up and then you have to look at it. Okay. That's what my message is to you. Find the area and bring it with you. Make it a part of your life. Set for yourself a schedule that kiheim chayein uvirach. This is it. The most important part of you're in Israel, hands down, is only Torah. To acquire Torah. It is nothing else. It is not the trips, and it's not the chesed, and it's not the minyan. It is Torah. We are only Torah. That is the only thing that defines us as Jews, is our Torah and accepting it. Yes, it's interesting that our year ends with it, but it's really on purpose. You're accepting it. You started your year accepting Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaDin, like you never accepted before in your life, probably. And you're ending your year accepting the Torah and saying, okay, I have this free year, if you will, to learn Torah. Now what am I doing with it? God wants to know. Shavuos night, He's going to say, what are you doing? Where's that sefer Rav Hartstein told you about? What did you find? Find it, acquire it. Go on to YU Torah, good. Find your shurim that you like. Follow that for all the shurim. Get upset on a Thursday night saying, how come Rav Hartstein did post lessons from the late? I don't understand. Send him an email. Where is he? Hello? Good. That's what I do. It's my Torah daily, every day. Remember that book. And then with that, Rabbi Isai will be zoicha to a very special Kabbalah Satorah. Because that's a Kabbalah Satorah. The bonus is, wow. Unbelievable. Like Maman Harsina, Kisha Chad Beleve Chad, everybody learning their little area of Torah, of course, makes a tremendous amount of Yichud Hashem in the world, which is what we're looking for, which will bring back Mashiach Zikenu, Bemehira, the Aminu.